Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues affecting Missouri State Capitol and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. After President Obama's controversial 2010 legislation created a mandate that every American have some form of health insurance, individual states were given nearly $21 million in federal funds to implement the law. So-called health insurance exchanges were to be set up before 2014, where the federal government would step in and operate one. However, strong anti-healthcare sentiments have remained in more traditionally conservative states, making the actual implementation process that much more complicated. In Missouri, for instance, a bill is currently proposed which exempts the state from starting the healthcare exchange. But can the state opt out of this program legally? And with the Supreme Court currently examining the federal law, where does the legislation stand in Missouri? Joining me to talk about this is Columbia State Representative Chris Kelly, who's been in and around Missouri politics since the 1970s. Representative Kelly, thank you very much for joining me.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, my first question to you is, well, last fall you were quoted as saying the implementation of the federal health care exchange will be a, quote, hot topic during the session. In your opinion, has it been, and will it continue to be one?
It hasn't been yet because it hasn't come up yet, but it's going to be. And the question is whether you're willing to operate in the real world or in a political fantasy world.
What do you mean by that?
Let me tell you what I mean by that. First of all, the healthcare law is law today. Now, it may get ruled unconstitutional. We all understand that. However, it's the law today. Under the law, all states, including Missouri, have two choices. They can either adopt their own health care exchange, or they cannot do so. And in the event that they don't do so, the federal government will come in and mandate an exchange, and they'll run it then under federal rules.
Now, what is a consequence of that?
The consequence is that we in Missouri will not have control over those portions of the legislation which a state can control, and those are pretty significant. We can determine eligibility characteristics, including levels and things to be covered. We can control our costs much better if we're doing it ourselves. And what people don't realize is that we can control the state costs to a much greater degree if we have our own exchange. There are people in the legislature who are so opposed to the existence of the federal health care law that they will cut off their own nose to spite their face and destroy the possibility of Missouri running the health care program. They'd rather let the federal government run it. And I think that's foolish.
Well, explain to me then, what is the main benefit of setting up a state-run health care exchange? What makes it, I've heard the phrase specifically Missourian in terms of what this health care exchange can be. Why is that a benefit for the state?
The things we cover people for and the ways we cover those things can be determined by the states if they have their own health care exchange. And in doing so, we can save the state money. If the feds do it, the decisions will be made further from here. They'll be made slower, and they'll be made in a federal context rather than in a state context. I've always believed that the closer you can bring government to home, the better off you are. So I'd rather have the health care exchange run from Missouri than I would have it run from Washington.
One thing I'm curious about is how will the current the fact is that the U.S. Supreme Court is right now looking at the federal law.
They are.
How does that affect what's going on in Jefferson City? Is that going to delay any debate on the federal health care exchange being talked about?
I don't know the answer to that. But we have to operate on the law as it exists.
Have you found a willingness to talk about this even with the U.S. Supreme Court decision going on right now?
None. Nobody's – because Republicans who control the majorities, huge majorities in both bodies, are convinced that the Supreme Court is going to agree with them on this issue, and therefore they don't want to – they want to do everything they can to slow this down, to stop it.
And, I mean, so why introduce, I guess, legislation then that would exempt Missouri from the federal health care exchange if they're simply waiting on the U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Because it gives you time to, gives you a chance to talk about how bad it is and what a terrible socialist Obama is, and wasn't he really born on Pluto anyway? The whole purpose of that legislation is to say bad things about Obama.
There is a large Republican majority in the General Assembly. That means, I guess, in a way, the people have spoken. The people of Missouri have spoken, and they have put into office people who are against federal health care. I mean, isn't that showing then that the people of Missouri don't really want this health care exchange to be implemented?
People spoke two different ways, didn't they? On one hand, they elected Barack Obama president of the United States, and with him a big Democratic majority who they knew were committed to health care. Came right back and elected the Tea Party guys, didn't they? So what the American people think about the concept of a big national health care plan is still somewhat cloudy. I believe it'll tend to get rectified or cleared up over the next couple of elections.
What do you mean by cloudy, I guess?
Well, when they voted for or against Barack Obama, did not realize that he planned to do significant health care reform. That was a keystone of his campaign. The Democrats who got elected with him, lots of them, made all kinds of promises, pro-health care promises. So when people voted in 2008, they chose people who were committed to major health care reform. When they voted in 2010, they elected people who are committed to destroying the health care reform. So the American people are still somewhat conflicted about this.
I've been joined by Columbia State Representative Chris Kelly, who has been in and around Missouri politics since the 1970s.
I'm delighted once again.
One final note, Tuesday marks the first day of filing for public office in the state of Missouri. However, due to continuing conflicts over the congressional, state senate, and state house legislative district maps, many lawmakers have no idea what area they'll actually be representing. Legislators had previously tried, but failed, to push back the date. Either way, it hasn't lessened the tension of some races. The Associated Press reports that when U.S. Representatives Russ Carnahan and Lacey Clay filed on Tuesday, Clay said to Carnahan, "Game on." Well, for all your latest political news and more, you can always go to our website. That's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.